The following program was previously recorded. It's time for a very special edition of Live and Local, and live from the studios here at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Good to have you along today. How do you create communities of understanding and respect that cross all sorts of lines? You start a dialogue, and that's exactly what's going to happen here in Omaha, March 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the American Muslim Institute. And one of the people organizing this is Hillary Horner. She's Director of Education at the Omaha Children's Museum. She joins me live in the studio.
Hello.
The program is literally called Let's Start the Dialogue, Creating Communities of Understanding and Respect. Can you take me through what this panel is? What's going to happen here? And what are we trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. So at the Omaha Children's Museum right now, we are lucky enough to be hosting a great exhibit called America to Zanzibar, Muslim Cultures Near and Far. It was created by the Children's Museum of Manhattan. And so when we brought this here, we knew that one of the things we wanted to do was spark a dialogue. And so we reached out to the creators of the exhibit, and we have two of the curators of this exhibit from Manhattan that we're bringing in to kind of walk us through their process of creating this exhibit and all of the great responses it's had as it's traveled the country. And then we're adding to that some of our local perspectives. So we're bringing in Ann Carabon, who is one of the education directors from UNO and a professor of STEM education, to kind of talk about bringing up these subjects with little ones and how we can start that conversation very early. And then we're also bringing in one of the board members from the American Muslim Institute, and her name is Nuzhat Mahmood, and she is going to visit about the importance that the American Muslim Institute felt in bringing this exhibit to Omaha and why it's such a success here.
And what are some of the, and I'm using a quote here, mm-hmm. because you used the term,
yeah.
what are some of the issues that one would discuss with children?
Yeah, so the age range that we're looking at is between ages 3 and 6, and that's really when they start to kind of see different cultures. And so we want to start highlighting all the positives that come with the mixed cultures of Omaha and of the United States. And we really want to work to create children that can be successful global citizens.
Oh, very good. What types of discussions do you anticipate happening with this panel? I mean, is there already an outline set up?
We actually have a great moderator. Her name is Beverly Crocker. She is the executive director of the Business Ethics Alliance. So she's going to guide the conversation. It's going to be very much a back and forth between all of the audience members and the panel with different questions. But where we kind of see it going is, besides talking about just the creation of the exhibit and giving some kind of highlights of that experience, also talking about how you can use this exhibit, or Anne is wonderful at pulling in things like children's literature and different things that are easily at our hands to start this conversation that we as adults might have difficulty having with each other. How do we answer our children's questions about these things?
Okay, and again, these things, do you mean, why does that person dress differently,
I'm just trying to get a handle on the different appearances we might have, the different traditions our homes might have. Within the exhibit, we've got things that are familiar in certain ways, such as a marketplace or a home, but because we're looking at cultures, 50 different cultures around the world, they're also very different. Their fruits and vegetables that they use are very different than what we have access to here. Their traditions of having tea at certain times and what that tea means is very different to what our lifestyle is like here. So kind of bridging the gap and showing all those great diversity issues between us.
Oh, very good. This is not being held at the museum. It's actually being held at the American Muslim Institute.
Yes.
It's
just off of 132nd and Pacific. So that's the major cross street. Its specific address is 13140 Faith Plaza.
Sure.
And it's at the American Muslim Institute from 5:30 to 7. From 5:30 to 6 is going to be a little reception that you're going to get to have some refreshments beforehand and kind of start that conversation. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll sit down and really dive into it.
Sure. Very good. Ideally, how does this end?
hopefully the conversation continues long past the exhibit being here. The exhibit's open through April 19th, but we want this to continue. We've already seen a lot of guests at the museum request more information about different cultures. So for us personally, it's probably going to influence how a lot of our exhibits look in the future and some different perspectives we take there. But community-wise and globally, we really hope that the conversation continues and that we can be a part of it.
And the exhibit at the museum, we've talked about it on a previous show with the open market and the sailing of a ship and just
a lot of fun stuff happening here.
Well, this happens on March 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the American Muslim Institute. She is Hillary Horner. She's the Director of Education at the Omaha Children's Museum. It's called Let's Start the Dialogue, Creating Communities of Understanding and Respect. We now rejoin NPR.